know, we're able to, you know, just given the past experience, we're able to focus more on the task at hand. That's, you know, ultimately playing our best game Sunday. Now knowing what to expect, you know, as far as all the events, the media, and all of our obligations that we have to do, it's a little easier for us to stay focused. And since we know what to expect, and we're able to, you know, go out and do our jobs and eliminate the distractions.
Can you talk about how important establishing the run game will be in this game, and how it has been throughout the playoffs?
You know, it's going to be tough for us. They're a big, strong, physical group. Their linebackers run fast, even their D-line. I mean, their defense is incredibly fast. They gang tackle. It's going to be we're going to have our hands full, that's for sure. But, you know, if we come out and play our A game and, you know, we're able to run the ball, take pressure off of Peyton, it'll be a good day for us on offense.
You've been doing all this media stuff. How psyched are you just to get back on the practice field?
You know, it's good. You know, this is out of our norm. You know, we do it every week or so, but not to this extent. So it'll be good to, you know, kind of release some tension that, you know, some guys have, feeling uncomfortable, you know, being in front of a camera. So it'll be good to get back out there in our, in our element.
A lot of talk about you guys being the underdogs. Is that a role that you guys kind of like?
You know, it's like Coach Kubiak said, you know, we like to fly under the radar and come out and show who we are and what we're about.
You know, one thing, Lou, about the Broncos is that you guys personify team. It's truly 53 men. There's a different guy that's stepping up every week. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Kubiak said it from, you know, the day he stepped foot here. He said, guys, it's going to take every man in this room to get it done and to get where we want to be. And it truly has been, you know, just speaking through the offensive line, guys have come down. Max Garcia stepped in. Schofield's been doing a tremendous job out there, as young as he is. And, you know, Matt Paradis as well. I mean, it's truly taken every single man in the locker room, you know, fighting, clawing, scratching. And, you know, it's shown, you know, because here we are today.
Talk about that O-line a second. You guys took a lot of abuse at the beginning of the season. You had guys that are hurt. You've rotated guys in and out now. Do you think you're really gelling at this point?
Absolutely. You know, it's a process to, especially when you get guys down, you got guys rotating. It's, you know, it's hard enough as it is, you know, when one group of guys are playing the whole season. It just takes a little bit of time, and then you start adding a rotation. It kind of throws it off a little bit, but I think we've grown accustomed to it, and we just seem to gel even more. We can just look at a guy and just know, you know, what we're thinking. So, you know, it's a bit of a struggle, a bit of a challenge, but we've all done an amazing job at, you know, adjusting to it, and, you know, it's our work has proved itself.
For someone who's been blocking for Peyton for 3 years now, you know, this could be it for him. He hasn't said for sure. Have you thought about, like, what this game would be for his legacy and how you guys obviously play a part in that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for him if it's going to be his last year or not. And if it is, you know, then it would be awesome to send him off the right way, you know, riding off in the sunset. But if not, either way, it'd be just a true dream come true to, you know, win a Super Bowl, because that's why we all play this game. You know, guys like Evan Mathis, DeMarcus Ware has been in this game for a long time and has never made it this far. You know, it'd be good for them as well. Thank you.